This podfic contains adult material of a sexual and graphic nature. Listener discretion is advised, and be mindful of the tags. Feel free to hop out of the back seat if that's not your thing. Dean won't hold it against you. More than likely, he or Sam or some other SBN character or any number of character combinations will be too busy holding other things against others to give it a second thought. If you've buckled up and are ready for the drive, please check your Bluetooth connections and/or plug in those headphones before the engine starts. By proceeding, you understand that idling in the Impala is not responsible for any embarrassment, cringe, or adverse consequences that may occur as a result of the listener failing to conduct these checks. One Night Angel by Sam and Dean 76. Rating is explicit. No archive warnings apply. Category is male-male. Fandom is supernatural. Relationship: Gabriel / Sam Winchester. Characters: Gabriel, supernatural, Sam Winchester. Additional tags: Kinktober prompt, one night stand, manhandling, bottom Gabriel / top Sam Winchester. Sam Winchester has a large penis, and that makes Gabriel so damn happy. Sabriel, freeform. Part 5 of SPN Kinktober 2023, and it's part of the SPN Kink Events collection. Summary: Gabriel is looking for a little action. Enter Sam Winchester. Gabriel's knight is looking up. Gabriel was slammed into the wall. That, in and of itself, was not unusual. However, the individual doing the slamming was not Gabriel's usual plaything. No, Gabriel had managed to win the grand prize tonight, as he had sat at the bar, nursing his glass of Everclear, astonishing all of the locals as he had already knocked back 6 double shots of the 190 proof alcohol. But the fantastically tall drink of water that was currently manhandling Gabriel hadn't been impressed, amazed, or surprised by Gabriel's natural talents and abilities. No, Sam Winchester had been suspicious about how a cute little thing like Gabriel, that was barely 5'8" on a good day and a little over $1.50, was managing to imbibe the vast quantities of potent liquor that were sliding down his pale throat with such ease. No trembling shiver as the alcohol burned its way down his gullet. No clenched jaw and hissed breath as the drink temporarily engaged reflexes meant to protect a human body from something so potentially lethal to it. Gabriel had watched as Sam crept closer, attempting to blend into the crowd of shocked onlookers. Like that was ever going to happen. It had amazed Gabriel how Sam thought that if he just slouched a little bit, his 6'5" frame would become barely noticeable, almost dainty. Like those broad shoulders would just fold in on themselves, and those long legs would shrink up into something completely manageable. And good goddamn, what that boy was hiding in his pants. Gabriel's pulse rocketed every single time he thought about the magnificent specimen that was tucked away and rarely ever taken out to play. But Gabriel had played it cool, allowed Sam to sit next to him, and then engaged in the same mindless small talk that he always did with any potential playmate. "Hey, what's your name? Where are you from? Been here long? What are your goals and dreams? How would you make the world a better place for all of humanity? Blah, 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 la-di-frickin'-blah." Like that was what Gabriel had come topside for, a little interesting and stimulating conversation. Seriously? No. What Gabriel wanted? No. What Gabriel needed? No, not quite. What Gabriel fucking required was a good solid dicking every now and then. And if he hadn't hit the goddamned motherfucking jackpot tonight, entire collections of Greek tragedies could be written about this damn fine young man. And Gabriel should know. He had been there. But Gabriel had finally succeeded in alleviating Sam's well-founded suspicions, and they had gotten out of that crappy bar. Now, they found themselves in an insanely crappy motel room. But Gabriel really didn't mind. With just a quick snap of his fingers, and the entire room was now 100% sanitary. Well, at least until all of the fresh bodily fluids began to get sprayed about. "You really think you can handle this?" The soft question helped Gabriel to focus again on the prize that was holding his naked body up against that wall. As all of that beautifully sculpted and gloriously well-muscled flesh pressed against Gabriel's vessel. "Yeah, Sam. I really, really do." The only reason that Gabriel wasn't torn completely in half was because he used his grace to prepare himself. So, as Sam's magnificent cock pressed against his soft pucker, it opened, and Sam slid in like he had done this exact thing a million times before. Gabriel would never acknowledge the soft whimper that slipped past his full lips as Sam fully claimed him. Wouldn't admit to the trembling shiver that raced all over his suddenly quivering body as he was pulled impossibly closer to the stunning man that held him so tight. No, Gabriel wouldn't admit to any of it. But Sam was unaware of his inner turmoil, so he did what he did best. He fucked Gabriel to within an inch of his life while all of the dirty, naughty, and utterly filthy words poured out of Sam's mouth directly into Gabriel's ear. All Gabriel could do was burrow in closer and hang on. Large hands were wrapped around Gabriel's supple ass, helping to hold him still as Sam's hips rocked his cock up and in, over and over and fucking over again until Gabriel felt like he was ready to scream from the overwhelming pleasure that was coursing through every single inch of his body. But before that could happen, Sam moved them, and Gabriel found himself face down on the bed. As Sam pulled up his hips and then drove that glorious cock right back into his tight ass in one smooth glide. Gabriel tried to remember how to breathe as his moans once again filled the room, but it was proving difficult. Sam blanketed him then, and Gabriel reveled in the feeling of being swallowed whole. Their fingers interlaced, Sam's mouth found his own, and then it was a battle between their sleek tongues. But Gabriel was more than happy to concede and simply let Sam have his way with him. Gabriel went limp as his release was finally torn out of him, and then Sam's hips were stuttering, and he collapsed on top of Gabriel. And after how amazingly well Sam had fucked him, Gabriel wasn't going to complain about a few crushed vertebrae. Sam rolled them then, and pulled Gabriel close, as his hands began to wander, simply stroking every inch of sweat-slick skin that they could find. The soft whisper was more than Gabriel could have hoped for. "You up for round two?" "Oh, fuck yeah!"